the queen, the sorceress. Take a breath, you're sure to miss. Lord of the Rings and intoxicating kiss. I'm the one who rules the space. Pray to God was given grace. Can't be replaced. Why? My coochie laced.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. Today it is just me. It's been a fucking week on my end. I don't know how much I'm going to get into it. At least, maybe I'll do it later. But first, I have a whole list of topics, and I want to talk about Marianne Williamson. So she is running for president 2020. She is an incredible spiritual leader, author, CEO, and much more. I feel like in the first couple debates, she didn't really get to speak much, and I feel like even I didn't really... I wasn't feeling her super much yet, but man, I just saw her interview on the Colbert Show, and she impressed me on such a deep level. She was talking about the need for a peace department, and they already kind of have one in the State Department, but like a real peace department with budget, a budget that can actually do something. Because yes, we obviously have a need for a military, right? But she was comparing the military to that of a surgeon. You don't want to just have the surgeon. You want to have practices that keep you healthy. So sometimes you need surgery, but we need to have just as much attention on the health of the nation. And obviously the health in our personal lives, like, you know, working out, eating right, meditation, having the right to therapy services. And, you know, I don't know. She just really impressed me. And Sam B. from Full Frontal, it's like a show, I think, on TBS, I think. I don't really watch her. I was never that into it. But she did like a really bullying message asking Marianne to drop out, and Marianne was amazing. She did a whole tweet where she's like, instead of dropping out, I'm going to stay in and go on Colbert. And I thought it was such a bold, brave move, and man, I loved everything she was saying. So if you haven't checked out her interview on the Colbert Show, please do. I offered on her Facebook fan page in one of the comments, I was like, make me an admin to this page. I will totally help with your social media. I am really impressed with what she's saying. And she's right. We are at a time where peace must prevail, not just for ourselves, but for the planet. And she talks so much about the need to care for and preserve this planet. And that's one of the main, if not the main, conversation to be had, and healing needs to take place with everything that we are encountering in our society. Racism, the whole Democrat-Republican stuff. I mean, there's so many issues. Abortion. Also, more Epstein stuff is coming out. He is the child sex trafficking guy that Trump is being more and more associated to. But someone else who was associated with him is Bill Clinton. So honestly, right now, Clinton and Trump should both be shaken in their boots, plus a lot of other very wealthy up there people. You know, I try to be as non-dual and understanding as possible, but if you are linked to child sex trafficking, Epstein had a plane, the Lolita. It took flights between the U.S. and the Virgin Islands, I believe, and the plane was just filled with child sex workers. And you know, it's so beyond upsetting that this stuff not just took place, but that people, including presidents, linked to that kind of stuff. I mean, we need to really heal as a nation. Look at who we are electing to be our leaders. You know, meanwhile, we've got some badass women coming up in Congress, speaking a lot of beautiful truths. And same with men, but right now, because there's been such an imbalance in the whole gender thing in politics and racially, the shift is happening. It's going to keep happening, and love is going to win.
Epstein right now, he's actually in a prison in Manhattan. And I actually looked up more about this prison. I was reading a lot about prisons. Because first of all, I don't care how ugly of a criminal you were. Some of the solitary confinement stuff in some of these jails is beyond inhumane. Some inmates are actually losing eyesight because they're kept in solitary confinement with the lights on 23 hours a day. To just do 1 hour of darkness seems insane. And look, I get it. A lot of these people are criminals. But I was also looking at like some of the top criminals in jail right now. And the sentencing for some of these people is wild. Like some people committed double murders and are like getting out. And then some people did way lesser crimes and they have life. Like we need to fix the justice system and we need prison reform now. I understand obviously the need for prisons. Prisons need to start becoming more mental health recovery centers. And look, some criminals, they can stay in jail forever. Okay. I get that. But man, the discrepancy, some murderers and child rapists are getting out soon. I was like, dear Christ, you know, that scares me. We just need, prisons need to become for real rehab centers because jail isn't supposed to be about this kind of punishment. It's supposed to be to keep society safe. So I'm all about keeping society safe and protected, but like some of these conditions are unreal and there are many who are imprisoned who are innocent and the justice system failed them there. So we need to really think about humane conditions in all areas, prisons, even the education system. Kids are suffering. A lot of kids, I think there need to be, I know that they have counselors, there need to be therapists in every school. In high school, we had one of those and she saved my life. Once a week, I went to the school therapist and I thank God had one place at that point to go to discuss what was going on in my life. But wow, I mean, we got to clean this shit up. Oh, and factory farming, fucking forget about it. Fracking. I mean, it's just time we all clean this up. And so many of us want to, and we're awake to what's going on. So let the people who are steeped in hate and racism and wanting to divide, you know, it can hurt, but keep growing and keep going for saving each other and this planet. And yes, there are tons of bullies out there. I honestly, as you know, I was going for Kamala Harris. And when I saw her go to Scooter Braun's party, he's the one that's been bullying Taylor Swift and bought the record label that owns her masters. And they will not sell her own masters to her. That kind of behavior contributes to all of this. No more choosing clout or fame or money over ethics. Okay, that's how sex child trafficking even happens. People lose sight of morality. And you know, Marianne Williamson, she said a beautiful point where she said, ethics is what needs to be at the root of this. Because right now we have a president who I feel is lacking so many ethical and moral abilities. I think he's become so detached, he doesn't even know what right or wrong is anymore. That is a power, a place of wanting power and dominance. And on the Tree of Life, you could say, I mean, there's so many negas going on, but very, very nega Netzach, which is about false victory. I mean, I'm so disturbed by what's going on. I can feel the brokenness, and so many of us can, and we're in pain. And it's time we speak out and we start having community, real community. That's what we're thirsty for. A lot of us feel isolated and we don't have anyone to talk to. That's why therapy and mental health centers, and there are a bunch, okay? That's why they exist. And we need to put a lot of money into programs like that. And Marianne's right, because that to me links to the health of a nation and the country. So right now, I'm very much feeling Marianne Williamson. And look, I'm not saying I dislike Kamala. I like a lot of her policies. But when I saw her linked to a bully in the, I don't want to compare him to Trump because Trump's another level. But maybe, You know, I do not like the treatment of Taylor Swift. I really don't. And people have to start taking a stand when they see poor ethics. So I really wish Kamala hadn't gone to that thing, you know. But I also like Elizabeth Warren. I've been a fan of Bernie for a while. So, you know, no matter who rises up and becomes the Democratic candidate, I really want someone beyond competent, but can help heal a nation, because it's time. Okay, so Epstein is at the Metropolitan Correctional Center. It's I'm reading this right now. I think this was from the New York Times. Great article from a couple years ago that just describes the Metropolitan Correctional Center. It's actually a rust-colored fortress. It's a high-rise in Lower Manhattan, which is wild to me that they have. They almost call it tougher than Guantanamo Bay, if I said that right. Guantanamo Bay, yes. Okay, so the rust-colored fortress in Lower Manhattan, where hundreds of federal inmates are housed, was described as less hospitable than Guantanamo Bay by one inmate who had been incarcerated at both. The highest risk half-dozen inmates, or at least the ones facing the most severe charges, are housed in conditions so isolating that some have blamed them for deteriorating eyesight. This is where federal agents brought, I'm going to pronounce this name wrong, I apologize, Joaquin Guzman Loera, the drug lord known as El Chapo, where he was extradited to the United States last week after two escapes from high security Mexican prisons. That's pretty badass that he escaped two high security Mexican prisons. Wow. And I don't think El Chapo is actually there anymore. I think they moved him again. But still, it's crazy that, like, right in Manhattan is this, like, prison that they describe as less hospitable than Guantanamo Bay. What the fuck? It also held Ramzi Ahmed Youssef, the mastermind of the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. So, you know, and once again, you know, that so this is where Epstein is currently, and he actually was found semi-conscious on the floor, I believe it was last night or yesterday, with, they can't tell if it was a suicide attempt or if an inmate has attacked him. He has bad bruises and stuff around his neck, so they can't tell if it was a hanging attempt or if another inmate did it. But, you know, look, Epstein's a monster in my eyes for what he did. That does not mean that I think prisoners deserve that. Solitude confinement's one thing when they need that, but to take it to torture, to me, is not what the U.S. is actually based on. We are here to protect our citizens. This is a democracy, and we are all one. We are all connected. So when you throw, and by the way, also, there are so many prisoners in jail for, like, lame drug charges when you've got fucking murderers and rapists getting out earlier. Like, to me, that there's so many things that are just so fucked, but I still think we need to choose humanity, and torture to me is just not necessary. But these are the kinds of discussions that need to be had by politicians in a real, loving, peaceful, yet bold way. We want justice, but we need to heal this disease that so many of us feel. And when we get mad at each other and fight each other, it just keeps us steeped in that same pattern. And so many of us are just ready for more. And I really got to experience that myself this week. I had a very tough week. I had a type of, right now I'll call it a panic attack, I guess. It's probably deeper than that. And I almost went into the hospital, which I haven't done in, let's see, the last time I was in the hospital for a panic attack was when I filmed Labia Game. That was, I guess, about a year and a half ago. And, you know, it showed me a lot. And this time, thank God I didn't have to go to the hospital. But it really got to show me more about myself and certain blind spots I had around boundaries and communication. And it was very eye-opening, but it was very scary. And I actually had to go on medication just to get stabilized, which is actually very hard for me still to share. I did not realize how much judgment and shame were around that for me. I've had to go on medication at times in my past, especially during my divorce. That was one of the roughest times of my life. And I think it was a good moment for me to redefine my relationship to medication in general. And I just want to say to anyone listening, do not feel ashamed for having to use medication. And it doesn't mean you have to be on it forever. I don't know how long I'm going to be on this. It could be a week, two, a month. It'll be however long I feel I need it. And we have so much judgment, like we expect ourselves to be these perfect people. And perfection just doesn't exist. And we are living in a society that I feel is broken. Now, look, you know, everything will always have wounds to it. In order to have healing, there has to be a certain type of wound. But when we come together and we're honest about our mental health and where we're at, it becomes different because it's less isolating. It's just an easier journey. So right now I am currently on certain medication, and I am very grateful that it even exists. And I'm grateful for some really incredible friends that were there for me this week and also allowed me to ease my judgment around needing to take medication at this time. I'm very, very lucky and very blessed also to be in a school where I've met incredible healers and people who continually go within to find their own truths, but do it with love, honesty, and communication. And yeah, it's been an interesting journey, you know, of really also trying to embody non-duality, because we so easily get stuck in our perspective. And when you get too stuck in just the way you're seeing things, you're only getting a little sliver of the whole picture. Now, it's still beautiful to have a healing ego, to have an individual personality, but we're all in this together. So even though it can be hard, it's important to kind of rise up into the impersonal sometimes and try to look at a situation from all perspectives. Even people of different religions who are fighting, you know, all of these things are based on deep ancient truths. And I believe the truth is, whether you want to call it God, goddess, universe, life, source, energy, I believe we are all being looked after, no matter what your interpretation is of it. You know, because you've got the Quran, you've got the Bible, you've got the Torah, you've got so much more than that even. And nothing in my eyes, well, there are certain things that are wrong if it's hate-filled. But I think that different interpretations of what that source is that's holding us and allowing us to grow and love and heal, I believe that that's real. And I didn't always believe this. I went from being an atheist to an agnostic to have my own big spiritual awakening, you know, and I'm not saying there's one right or wrong way to do it, but as I've awakened to the fact that this is all love, I feel that it hasn't made life necessarily easy, but it's different when you feel you're being held and when you start to find people that are really there for you and, once again, non-dual. Even in a breakup, it's very important. So many people love to shit talk, you know, so someone's going through a breakup, it's so easy to take, you know, the person's side of your closer friend or whatever. And yeah, that makes sense. But I have to say, I think the best advice is always when it comes from a non-dual place. Like, you shouldn't have to make someone a bad guy. Because when you do that, you're simplifying it and not taking in the whole story. And we all have room to grow. And we all have room to look within and see more about ourselves. So when you get steeped in making someone else the bad guy, you're actually stopping short your own evolution. And it's just filled with love and real truth. And I think that's what so many of us really want, is just truth, which brings me back to Area 51. and how people are planning on going. Look, whether that goes down or not, if people really go, like, I'm just nervous about the armed guards there, because we all know the military will do what it feels it needs to do. I don't want anyone to have to die unnecessarily. But I think the deeper truth is that people want truth. And we know that the government has been filled with corruption and lies. I mean, look at what's going on with Epstein and that whole child sex trafficking circle, and some really big people, politicians and movie stars, being linked. Wait till those names start coming out. You know, it's going to really, we're in a big awakening. Things that need to be unearthed will be. And guess what? Aliens are real, people. And I'm fucking ready for people to admit it, because I'm ready to have like regular alien visits in my backyard. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't know what I mean, but I am ready. And I'm only talking about the enlightened aliens that I fucks with, okay? So I'm not like asking. Well, you know what? I probably would fuck with, you know, non-duality exists even with aliens. You know what I mean? Like, look at the way we treat reptiles on this planet. Snakes, lizards, you know, there are certain animals that just because we don't understand, we recoil from. That represents certain parts of yourself you're recoiling from. Reptiles can be cutie patooties too. And a lot of people have pet lizards and they know these things. And snakes, you know, they're all just creatures wanting to live and wanting to be treated with compassion. Most animals do not attack unless they feel in danger. That's a whole other, I need to have an animal expert on at some point. Maybe like one of the Irwins. That would be a dream. I love the Irwin kids. Oh, and Bindi just got engaged. So congrats to her, Bindi Irwin. Let's see what else. This week when I was going through such deep depression, you know, I have rainbow hair right now, and that was such a fucking crazy paradox. It was wild, like, because when people see the rainbow hair, they're immediately like, oh my god, da, da, da. And I was like in such a low point that I was like, I fucking hate having rainbow hair right now. So that was kind of a wild experience. Oh, also, so I'll be putting this out today. This is Friday, July 26th, 2019. But in two days, Sunday, July 28th, will be Comedy Seance, 6 p.m. at New York Comedy Club's 4th Street location. Please come out. I've got a great lineup. Francis Ellis, Khalees Hawkins, Zach Campo, Josh Wesson, and it's a comedy spiritual variety show. So there's going to be a ton of comedy, but it's infused with musical acts and spiritual stuff, but the whole thing's entertaining, and it's about being able to laugh in a place that feels safe, and that is important. So coming out, it's this Sunday, promo seance for $10 tickets, and you can get them online at newyorkcomedyclub.com. So I would love to see you this Sunday, and I will be discussing all about what it was like being depressed with rainbow hair. Life's just, you know, you got to have a sense of humor through all this shit as best you can, you know? And I'm lucky that medication exists, because I was about to go to the hospital. I was having real trouble breathing. And anxiety attacks are common, and I think people feel ashamed or weak. I felt all of that coming up, and it's crazy because logically I would have told you, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a panic attack or any of that. But when I was going through it, I felt like a loser. I mean, so many thoughts were running through my head, including I was not suicidal at all. But we all get those thoughts that run. And it was just a lot. And I'm just so grateful, once again, to have some very brilliant healer and therapy friends who really helped me not feel guilty going on them for now. Oh my gosh. Oh, I saw the new Cats trailer. Incredible. It looks awesome. I can't wait to see it. The Lion King has been released. I have not seen it yet. Mixed reviews. I saw the Beyonce music video for it. It was adorbs. Just want to shout out Taylor Swift again, because she's really handling some bullying ass fuckery and staying strong. So needed to say that. Also, weed is used as medication, and I cannot wait for it to no longer be illegal anywhere, because it is very damaging to label something that is a plant medicine and can be prescribed as medication when you, I don't know what else to say. It's like, if you guys need to medicate using weed, which is plant-based, or really shrooms or whatever, do you. Just do you. I'm not saying go and just do drugs. Like, go to a psychiatrist or whatever. Like, do what you need to do, but the guilt needs to stop, this collective stuff. And it all stems from within, self-judgments, blah, blah, blah. It does, though. It all stems from self-love. I shouldn't have said blah, 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 because it's true. And you need community and friends. I'm getting tired, so this is going to be a short podcast. Let's see. Oh, and forgiveness and insight is just so beautiful. To be able to forgive yourself, to be able to forgive others, and just the gift of insight, of reflection, being able to grow. Regret only takes you down when you truly don't believe you get a million new chances for growth, forgiveness, all of it. So keep going within. And also, ethics are important. Please watch the Colbert video with Marianne Williamson. She blew me away. And I believe, look, she's a spiritual leader as well. She's all about creating a new earth. She's all about, but not in some airy-fairy way. And that's what the media is trying to do to tear her down, which is so fucking dumb. She went on The View and they bullied her. It was bullshit. Any interview where they actually let her speak, she thrives. I hope the next debate, she just fucking owns it, puts her crown on and slays, because she is incredible. Oh, this is great. There's going to be a new Thor, Love and Thunder. Natalie Portman will be playing female Thor. I am so fucking excited. So excited, excited. I kind of believe her and Chris Hemsworth are twin flames, which I felt for a while. So who knows? Who knows? And then Tessa, she'll be the Marvel Universe's first LGBT role model and character, which is huge. This is the times they are changing. I also just want to say, for those of you who've never seen the movie Passengers with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, you need to see it. It's such a good movie, and it got poor reviews, which is so fucking dumb. It's so good. And I also think there are twin flames. And let's see. Just waking up in general. Oh, yeah. So the movie Passengers, I don't want to give up. It's about, there's a flight going from Earth to a new planet. It's like in the future, they want to re-civilize a whole new planet, basically. But the journey takes like hundreds of years, or maybe even like over 100 years. So they put all the passengers in hibernation. Anyway, two of the characters wake up. That's what the movie's about, but everyone else is still asleep. And man, it's a good movie. And I think it just speaks to waking up in general and what it means to even like wake up with your consciousness to what all of this really is. It seems scary at first, but when you continue to be caught by God, goddess, universe, life force, whatever, you start to trust, you start to heal, you start to grow. And to me, that's what faith's all about. Maybe faith in yourself of never giving up and knowing that there will always be love for you in some form. So you don't, you know, ever need to kill yourself. I know that's like a dark way of saying it, but that's true. And unfortunately, this whole ICE stuff that's happening, the immigration crisis that's going on. And when I say crisis, I don't mean people trying to come in. I mean how Trump is treating the families that get caught at the border and separate families. That's the type of inhumanity and cruelty. Also, there's a video, I believe I retweeted it on Twitter, of an ICE agent or whatever you'd call him. He's literally smashes through a car window with kids in the car to try to seize someone. That is disgusting. Okay. That to me is some Nazi Germany shit. So this is the kind of shit that needs to stop. And thankfully, we've got some badass congresswomen and men that are going to help stand up for the right thing. And I can't wait for the Republican Party, the Republicans, to start really speaking out, because that's some inhumane shit. I don't care what party you associate with. You speak up when that kind of when those kinds of human rights are being violated. And they've been being violated for a long fucking time. Okay? The racism stuff, all of this, it needs to fucking stop. And we need the right leaders speaking love and peace. But who aren't, you know, just because Marianne speaks love and peace, she's not airy fairy. So Samantha Bee, she did some condescending shit about, you need to look into my aura. It was so shitty. We need none of that. No more fucking bullying. There's a way to be funny without being fucking mean. Oh, and it brings me to another topic. So there's a comic, Dina Hashem. I've actually been a fan of hers for a while. She's very, very funny. She's been in a lot of roast battles. Put in Dina Hashem roast battle. She's one of the funniest female comics, in my perspective, in New York City. But she has a certain delivery. It's like her. It's part of what makes her funny. She has a delivery that has like a little bit of a monotone to it. You'll see it in the roast battles. So she just got in quote unquote trouble. I think it was on Comedy Central. She did a joke about, I'm going to say the rapper name wrong, but it's like XXX Tenacion. You might pronounce that wrong. It might be like Triple X Tenacion, but XXX Tenacion. I don't know. Honestly, I hadn't heard of him before this joke, but it's already known. He like beat his pregnant girlfriend. He just had a record of like being very violent. Anyway, Dina Hashem had a joke where she wasn't even being mean to him about his murder, but she said, you know, she made a joke where she was like, he was just murdered. I'm sorry, I'm redoing her joke. I'm just doing it to explain why she got in trouble. She's like, he just got murdered. And she literally said it's a tragedy. But once again, the way she delivers it, I think it added to people who don't know her. Anyway, and then she said he had $50,000 on him and he was robbed and murdered. She said it was a tragedy, but she said it's also a really good commercial for Venmo. And I thought it was a really funny joke. She was not, in my eyes, making fun of the death. She was making fun of, I think she actually had a really good point. Why are you fucking carrying that much money on you? But not that he deserved to die, but like, I thought it was a great joke. She got attacked and even got death threats, which is horrific. I will say, I don't know her well, but I know her and she's a really good person in my eyes. She's very funny and she has a dark sense of humor, which most comics I think do. So I'm sorry that she has gotten attacked like that. She does not deserve it. And I don't think she was trying to attack the rapper. Yeah. So anyway, I did want to say that because I think there's a, because that joke I liked, I did not like what Samantha Bee was doing. You do not try to get a qualified candidate who could actually make a real difference to drop out. Because that bullying energy is what we're seeing everywhere, and that's what needs to be healed. So let's just keep going, healing, loving, listening. Man, what a fucking week. But if you're in the New York City or tri-state area, come out, see me Sunday, Comedy Seance. Promo seance for $10 tickets. New York Comedy Club's 4th Street location at 6 p.m. Jess and Allison, unfortunately, can't be there. Both are actually going to be out of town. We picked the date together, but then after that, both separately had to, be out of town. And it's a bummer, but we're going to hold it down. Got a great lineup, and we'll rock it the fuck out. So come on out Sunday if you want. New York Comedy Club's 4th Street location is bomb.com. It's just got great energy. I mean, so does the one on 24th. But it's like in the East Village. It's just cool, you know? And there's a $1 pizza place around the corner that's good pizza too. It's just a really cool neighborhood. So coming out if you feel like it Sunday. Once again, it's Francis Ellis, Khalees Hawkins, Zach Campo, and Josh Wesson all going to be killing it, making you laugh, but also we're going to support you in your healing and bringing out your truest light and being. And more self-love, more compassion, and I'm fucking ready for a new way of living. I don't know about y'all, but I'm done with the fakeness and the facades and us pretending to be stronger than we are. I thought I was so weak this week for being where I was at. And that's not just true. It's the human condition is complex and we're all frail, beautiful beings. And we're also very, very strong and resilient. So I'm sending you all my love. If you'd like a healing, my email is kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. I do tarot readings, non-dual Kabbalistic healings, and more. So you can always just reach out to ask what my services are. And I'm trying to think. I think that's good for now. You can check out my website, thekatewolf.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook. And yeah, have a great weekend or week or whenever you're listening to this. Sending you love. Namaste.
Who is it? It's Sauron. The war in me has just begun. My truth will always be sung. Over and over we will be one. My enemies, they lie with it. Self-destruct my biggest sin. I won't stop. So it begins and we march on like minions.
Lordess of the rings. Lordess of the rings. Lordess of the rings. Lordess of the rings.
I'm the hero. 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 The hero.